Yeah, you got to be on the first page really now. If you're on the third page, you might as well be number 1 million.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones, and today on Marketing Voices, I have Bruce Clay with me, who's really the guru in search engines optimization, and I came to his booth here at AdTech and pleaded with him to sit down with me right before he has to go off and do a speech. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So give the listeners a real good sense from your perspective on search engine optimization. It's really a mouthful to say.
It is. The real process for search engine optimization is getting somebody ranked in what's normally considered the free portion or the organic space within a search engine, such as Google, Yahoo, MSN. So we have found that sites are not inherently designed for search. They're designed for people pretty well, but they're not really designed for a search engine spider to read them and understand what they're about. And with some rather simple, too complex, based on the site changes, the search engines can read the site and understand what it's about. That makes them a subject matter expert once you can figure out what they're about, and those sites rank higher. So search engine optimization is really the process of improving the quality of the content of a site as seen from a search engine robot perspective, and then it ranks higher.
Okay, so if you're not on the first two pages of Google, are you basically a dead business in your mind?
If you're not in the, yes, absolutely. I think if you're not in the top one page, you're going to be really hurting. People have gone to Google for a long time and they have found that the results on the first page really do satisfy their need. You know, you've heard this saying, it's funny how everything you're looking for is in the last place you look.
Yes.
If I find the answer in position 1, 2, 3, and 4, forget number 11. It's never going to get traffic. And as the search engines become better at the relevancy of their results, people aren't going to have to search as deep. We have found a significant change in traffic in position 4 to position 6 on the first page. Lots of change, 20% swing in traffic from position 4 to position 6 in the middle of the first page. So, yeah, you got to be on the first page really now. If you're on the third page, you might as well be number 1 million.
Wow. So how do you get on the first page?
Well, you got to know somebody at Google. I'm just kidding. That won't help. You really improve the quality of the site. And the site has multiple things that it cares about. It cares about, is the site properly written for the keywords? Are the keywords the obvious keywords on that particular page? And are there multiple pages about that keyword, not just one? Does it make a theme within your site itself? Do other people consider you an expert? So if you have nobody linking to you, or the people that link to you have nothing to do with your subject, that link doesn't really help you at all. Buying advertising, those links aren't going to help you. It doesn't contribute to you being an expert on a topic. Reciprocal linking doesn't help you because that's a bartered exchange, just like an advertisement. You have to also improve the quality of your copy. Understand, if you search for certain words, the search engines have figured out your intent. So if I search for Ford Mustang reviews, I'm doing research, and sites that are geared for research are going to come up at the top of the results. If I search for Ford Mustang dealer or pricing, then the results entirely change, and those top results are things that are more shopper-oriented than researcher-oriented. And it's all behind the scenes, and it's something that you have to spend time on in search engine optimization to understand. But if you do focus on it, you do understand the keywords, you do understand the audience, you understand how the search engine's going to view your site, you can tailor that site, even after it's designed, so that it'll rank higher in the search results.
So if you're on Yahoo's page and you're not on Google, you'd say, again, forget it. I mean, is Yahoo just not as important as Google?
It depends on the industry. There are certain industries, certainly high-tech industries, where being in Google is where people search for high tech. There are cases where MSN is where people search perhaps for games. 89% of the searches on Google, 89% of the time, they're going to click on the free organic space. That implies that they're doing more research. 70% of the time on Yahoo, they click organically, which says that twice as many people using Yahoo are inclined to be shoppers, which makes sense since Yahoo has Yahoo stores. But Yahoo people are more inclined to shop. Google people are more inclined to research. That's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah.
The search engines themselves are different. Now, being ranked in Google doesn't mean you're going to rank in Yahoo or MSN and vice versa. The population of the index is different. What each search engine thinks is normal is entirely different. And how the search engine perceives you as an expert will therefore be entirely different. So you might be an expert in Google and not in Yahoo or vice versa. You just have to understand that and target each search engine as its own entity. Optimize your site appropriately to that search engine. You will show up at the top of the organic results. So you really want to be there.
So it really would make sense for most people to spend their dollars optimizing their search rather than paying for pay-per-click.
Yes, most people find over time pay-per-click has become more expensive as it becomes more competitive. Administering pay-per-click has become more expensive because you're dealing with more frequent price changes and price points. As more and more people do pay-per-click, they're getting better at writing ads that cause people to click on them. The quality of the ads is constantly improving, which means even though you're buying the ad, it doesn't mean your ad is causing people to click. So you have to keep pace with your competitors in the pay-per-click space. There's a high amount of administration involved in pay-per-click, whereas the site itself is what causes it to be ranked organically. So if you can improve your site, make it the best it can be, and know your keywords and know your audience, then you should perform much, much better organically within the Google world.
So do you have to get your site search engine optimized when you first start the site, or can you, I mean, I know a lot of people go in afterwards, but I've heard that that's really a waste of time and money. I mean, you should really start at the ground and say, okay, let's look at this organically when the site's first developed.
Many times we are actually participants with the design team to get the site aligned for search engines. The neat thing about it is if you can get the search engine to recognize that this is what you're about, chances are that's going to help your conversion rate because people are going to understand what you're about. So it is supporting in that regard. I think that probably 80% of the projects we see are after the site is live. People will build it. They'll expect traffic. Traffic won't come. They recognize that they have to do pay-per-click. Suddenly, pay-per-click is very expensive. Many sites are spending $30 to $1 million a month. That's quite a range, but 30 is not uncommon. Here at this show, we've probably had over half the people in our booth are doing $30,000 a month or more in pay-per-click, which is a lot of pay-per-click revenue. We've had places that had $40,000 a month in pay-per-click that have been able, through organic ranking, to drop it down to $2,000 a month, just certain prime keywords. So organic is a great long-term solution. It is sort of it requires maintenance, but you pay once, you keep it going. Organic is, on a pay basis, not going to be a continuous drain at $30,000 a month. We can do SEO for an average site for $3,000 to $4,000 a month. That's a fraction of your pay-per-click. When we optimize pay-per-click projects, we commonly can cut it 50% for the same traffic. So all of this can be improved over time.
So if somebody doesn't know how to get the site optimized, is there a way to get training for it, or is there a way to really get educated about it that you know of in the industry?
Well, that's why a lot of people happen to be here at this conference. Conferences have sessions where experts are actually talking about the specifics, about the things you have to watch out for, the things you have to do, or opportunities to do things differently. So those are absolutely great. When you get out of the conference environment, we, for example, have a very advanced course on search engine optimization. And at that level, we have people fly in, attend our conference, our training sessions, if you will, in Southern California, which is very easy to do in the winter from the East Coast, by the way.
That's
a no-brainer. And we're in Southern California. People will fly in, and I'll have classes. The classes are generally full. We do 40 people a month, 10 months of the year. We do on-site classes for large customers. We do all sorts of things. Training is a really hot area right now because finding qualified people is hard, and the industry is advancing faster than the average employee can keep up with it. So it's turned into a career. It is something that is not kind of a hobby anymore. You kind of have to really study it and pay attention to it. There's, at this conference, five top companies. Of course, I'm the only one that's a real top company. I mean, I'm a little biased there, but, you know, that's my personal plug.
Well, you are the guru in the industry. Everybody pointed me to you. That's what we want from Marketing Voices, are the leaders, and you're the leader.
Well, thank you. And I think that, for instance, one of the things we do is we offer tools and training, consulting, assessment services. We have a full range even within SEO. And most SEO companies don't offer training, and they don't have their own tools. They just are followers of the industry instead of inventors of the industry. And so I think if what you want to do is get in and into especially a competitive space and really succeed, you have to get in and be a participant at that level. Many times we have people who have gone through two or three SEO companies that come to us last because they just sort of, it isn't that hard. Anybody can do it. And the fact is, that isn't true. Not anybody can do it. You really kind of have to make it a career. It has to be your primary business. And you have to have sufficient resources to keep up on the research level from the search engines. You've got to keep up on that. If you're a follower, the search engine's going to make some sort of change and you're not going to know about it for 3 weeks.
So the final question. You mentioned at the beginning of the podcast about your relationship with Google. I mean, you laughed and said it, but is it true? I mean, do you have to have an inside line to Google to make it work today for SEO?
No. And it is a joke with what I said. I mean, Google does not play favorites. Yahoo, MSN, they don't play favorites. First, I think the Federal Trade Commission will get really upset at that. The real thing that Google has is they're motivated to sell ads. In order to sell ads, the results have to be relevant to compel people to continue to use Google. If the ads are relevant, it isn't because they played favorites. It's because the content of that site has earned its way to the top. So they're not helping anybody. Google believes if they tell you how to improve your site, chances are a spammer heard it. And a spammer is going to game the system in order to get ranked for your keywords. And that's not their intent. Their intent is to keep their secret sauce a secret sauce. They want people to be ranked because you've earned it. They don't help you get ranked. They don't tell you. I speak on panels with people from Google. In fact, my panel today has a Google rep on it. I invited them. They came. We get along great, but they're not giving out any secrets. And I don't think they ever will. Besides, they don't need to. They're making, I think, enough money without helping anybody get ranked.
Yeah. I'll say, well, Bruce, thank you so much for being on the podcast. This has been very informative. So your website is just www.bruceclay.com?
Exactly.
Okay, great. So to all the listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.